Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All the dads had a fun Father's Day weekend for family movie night. We all wandered down to the basement and watched the 1988 classic Willow. Did you ever see Willow?
Oh, yes.
Matt Mardigan.
Andre the Giant's in Willow.
No, that's Princess Bride.
So wrong.
Val Kilmer's in it, though.
It's been a minute since I've seen Willow.
One of my most favorite movies growing up, and the rest of the family absolutely hated it.
Did they not like it?
I had a good time, though. I enjoyed watching Willow.
I have not seen that movie.
You should check it out. It's on, you don't know if you have Disney Plus.
I don't.
It's on
Disney Plus right now. Yeah.
Anyway, peak Val Kilmer for sure. So that was fun. What else did we do? Oh, I went golfing.
You went golfing?
No. You went to Top Golf, sir. That is not golfing.
Oh. Like, I went golfing this weekend.
I thought you played 18.
Grabbed some clubs. Went golfing. Yeah.
So you didn't fall into that little catch thing.
I'm a pretty avid golfer.
When I think of you, like when I see people fall into the net at Top Golf, I think of you. I do, just because.
Because I'm a professional golfer, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah, we hit some balls this weekend.
Okay.
No big deal. I'm a golfer. I like to golf.
How'd you hit them, Jer?
Pretty straight.
Pretty straight. Oh, long. Ever.
Yeah. Straight right.
I'm a golfer.
You shanked it all day. You shanked it.
Whatever. Oh, shank your mom.
So Tiger Woods out there.
No, it's funny. I was on a golf course too. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually on the golf course.
Yeah. So. Okay. Were you playing golf?
I wasn't golfing though.
See?
No. I was running.
What
were
you doing there?
No. But it's so funny. You got me thinking. Do you know, like, when you wear an article of clothing and you're like, you find it and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this in forever. I haven't worn this in years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear it right now. And then you immediately realize why you haven't worn that article of clothing in years. Like it dawns upon you immediately. So I wore a pair of leggings to go running on the golf course the other day, right? And I was like, oh, why haven't I worn these leggings? I love these leggings. They make my butt look so good.
Are they like
so
yoga pants?
They're like yoga pants. And I'm
paint
like,
the picture for
I
me
know,
here.
Right?
What color
exactly.
Are they?
No, they're blue.
Blue.
And they have
leggings.
Like little like crisscross along the side. No, they're super cute. Cute. And
Soup's
I was like,
cute.
Why haven't I worn these every single day of my life? So I'm out there running, right? And I have my AirPods in. So all I hear is Bruno Mars, The Romantic, playing in my ears the whole time. And I'm going along the golf course. I'm going along Lone Tree Golf Course. And I see everybody staring at me. And I'm just like, boy, these leggings really are doing their job, aren't they? Like, so I'm just keeping going. And I'm like, I look fabulous, right? I'm running and one of my AirPods falls out of my ear and I'm still kind of running. And so as I'm running, I put it back in my ear and I hear swish, 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 swish. These leggings are making a very loud swish, swish, swish sound. And
they're not like old school 90s like wind.
No, they sound like track pants. They totally do. And I don't know if you're familiar with the rules on a golf course, but you can't be loud, especially when people are like teeing off or like
they were
putting.
That loud?
They were so loud that all of the golfers
recreate
and
it for me.
Everyone on my on their balconies were staring at me because I was so loud with my leggings. Swish, 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 swish. And I was totally messing up their putts. Like they were looking at me like they were mad. They're like, this lady with her leggings. Again, swish, swish.
That would
swish,
piss me
swish.
Off so much.
Except if you were golfing and a lady in leggings ran by and all you heard was swish, swish, swish.
On my backswing.
You'd be so mad. You'd be so mad. And you should have seen the looks I got from people, Jer. Oh, they were mad at me. And then they just waited for me to get out of their hearing distance instead of going. Because a lot of times they're
just stood
whatever,
there and watched.
Just going to hit it. They glared at me, and then I'm trying to run faster. Swish, 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 swish.
And louder.
So mad. It was so mad. Oh, so
now
I
you know
immediately
why.
Threw those leggings in the trash. Like, I was like, that's why I'm wearing these leggings.
There goes Barney there in her
exactly.
Purple
leggings. Exactly. But boy, did I get their attention the whole time. I thought they were looking at my butt because the leggings look so good. Like, I was like, yeah,
I thought
girl.
For sure you were like, going to say those leggings
no.
That were, like, viral a couple years ago on Amazon. That like
with the cheeks.
They had the cheeks
yes.
And, like, the seam down the crack, which Knick Knack picked up a pair of those.
Oh, I bet you couldn't look away.
I love those pants, but she's had them out, like, twice.
Yeah.
You can't really wear them.
They are very revealing.
Around the children.
No,
or,
It's I had a friend who wore those everywhere, and she's like, everyone's looking at me. I'm like, yes, we can see all of it, girl. That's why all of it.
You know what her biggest complaint about those pants were is the seam that goes like in your crack.
Yeah.
Was like incredibly thick.
Oh.
It was like where they sewed it together. It was like thick.
They
I'm like,
really
you wear thongs and stuff.
Lift and separate, but you
yeah,
can feel
she's
it.
Like, it's like I got a piece of wood or something in there.
And a splinter.
Yeah. Ooh. So all summer long, we're doing a little something called Slice Slice Baby, where we are going out to various businesses around town, delivering pizzas to them and just giving them a big old tongue kiss and a thank you for listening to this here morning show and Denver's Mix 100. If you'd like to sign up, go to mix100.com. Our latest winner is sweet Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey, you. So we went online and we noticed that you submitted your business. It looks like it's called First Choice Coffee Solutions. Is that right? Or services?
Services.
Services. Gotcha. So First Choice Coffee Services. And we pulled your name, and we'd like to bring you some pizza.
Yay!
Oh, heck yeah!
Heck yeah, girl! Right on! Well, thank you for registering and getting your business involved. That was awfully kind of you.
Oh, yeah. I was excited to hear about it. I'm like, well, I might as well give it a try and see what happens.
Might as well.
JKJ might show up and say hi.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Ooh, so excited to see you guys again.
Yay. Oh, yeah. We've met before?
Yes, when I went to the Is Divine event where you guys served Chipotle.
Oh, very nice.
No way.
Well, you just love getting free food from us, don't you, Vanessa? You're a food mooch is what you are.
No, that's take the win, right? That's it.
Oh, that's funny. Katie said you're pregnant or something. Was there a message about you being pregnant?
Yeah, I'm 31 weeks. I'll be 32 weeks in a couple days.
Wow.
So 7 months, right?
You're
when's the due date?
Yeah.
When's the due date, Vanessa?
Around August. They say August 16th.
Well, go for a jog and make it sooner.
Leo. Oh, the baby Nana's August 3rd. So, I know all about being pregnant in the summer.
Hey, Vanessa, where was the baby conceived?
Don't tell him. Stop. You ain't got to tell him that.
Yeah. if you really want to know, my apartment.
All right.
There you go.
If the apartment's a rockin', don't come a knockin'. Woo! Well, we'll bring some extra pizza for the baby, because babies love pizza.
Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, definitely excited for that. Can't wait.
All right, you little food mooch. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and give you some details, and we'll see you soon with some pizza pies. All right, Vanessa?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Our pleasure.
See you soon.
If you'd like to get your business signed up and have JKJ potentially come by and see you, all you need to do is go to mix100.com. And believe it or not, you click the Slice Slice Baby link. And big ol' thanks to Bojo's for providing those pizzas.